With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump has scored a record-setting win in the Iowa GOP caucuses, with his rivals falling far behind last night. Giving his victory speech, the former president said, given the world conditions, a majority of voters will probably rally behind his campaign.
It's practically never been like this. It's just so important, and I want to make that a very big part of our message. We're going to come together. It's going to happen soon, too. It's going to happen soon.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finished second over former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Caucus voters endured life-threatening cold and dangerous driving conditions to meet in hundreds of places like schools, churches, and community centers. Parts of the U.S. being hit with dangerously cold weather still. Here's correspondent Donna Warder with an update.
Meteorologist Mark Chouinard of the National Weather Service says much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest are experiencing dangerous wind chills.
Minus 30, minus 40. Wind chills as low as zero all the way down in the portions of Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee.
Late Monday, more than 100,000 homes and businesses were without power, mostly in Oregon. At least four people in the Portland area died, two of them suspected of having hypothermia.
That is correspondent Donna Warder reporting. More executives are feeling better about the global economy. More on that from correspondent Jeremy House.
Of the executives, 38% were optimistic about the strength of the economy, up from 18% last year. But a growing number don't think their companies will survive the coming decade without a major overhaul because of pressure from climate change and technology like artificial intelligence. 45% of the respondents were worried that their businesses wouldn't be viable in 10 years without reinvention, up from 39% last year.
That's Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. Some pro-life advocates are to be honored this week. Michael Harrington has the details.
The National Prayer Service is set to be held on Friday here in Washington, D.C., and the National Pro-Life Recognition Award will be delivered to several people for their pro-life activism. Bishop Joseph Strickland will be one of them. Pope Francis publicly removed him from his position as Bishop of the Diocese of Tyler, Texas, for his outspoken support of the unborn. Mark Lee Dixon, who leads the Texas Sanctuary City Movement, will also be honored. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan are responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only 1% of the population in Japan, but International Christian Concern reports a network of churches has been established to help the survivors of the quake, especially in the Sendai and Fukushima areas. A missionary organization, A3, is also on the ground in Japan. This is SRN News. Prosecutors in Long Island, New York, say they have a major announcement in the investigation of a suspected serial killer.
The prime suspect is Rex Huerman, a 60-year-old architect. He was charged last July in the deaths of three women whose bodies were found buried along a coastal highway near Long Island's Gilgo Beach. And prosecutors said they were working to charge him in a fourth slaying, that of a woman who vanished in 2007. The deaths had long stumped investigators, and they led to the 2020 Netflix film Lost Girls.
That is Donna Warder. Dangerously cold temperatures affecting much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest, with wind chills below minus 30 degrees being recorded today in many parts of the central U.S. More than 85,000 U.S. homes and businesses still without power early today, and many of them on the western side of the country. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.